This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yes, the music theme, Flying. Apparently the whole world is leaving for MEA week. I mean, there should be no one on the highway tomorrow, Dave Aragon.
I fully expect that, except that they might have to use it for runways because the airport's just going to be so jam-packed.
That's right.
You know, crosstown, they might have to shut her down for plane traffic only.
If you tried to get a flight at MSP today to travel to where do you think is the number one destination for MEA if you're traveling for the 5 days? What's your guess?
Do you still go beach, even though it's still kind of nice here?
Yeah.
Although, go to Florida? California? I don't know.
Might be more California right now, considering the run that Florida's had.
That's a good point.
$500,000 for a flight, apparently.
I think they just laugh at you.
Yeah. Let's see. Among the texts, Chad, have you talked about how ridiculous Kristi Noem looked on the stage with Trump in that weird dance-off town hall? Sorry, you missed yesterday's show. Yes, we did talk about it. Also, just having, I mean, they all look ridiculous. It wasn't a mental health moment, though, either. I don't think he was struggling. He was more bizarre yesterday with his answers at the Chicago Economics Club than he was. It was strange. Clearly you had two people who fainted. I'm very sorry about that. But then to say, hey, let's just get down. Let's have a little soul train breakout. And also to have Kristi Noem as asking the questions. Sure. I mean, those had to be hard-hitting, don't you think, Dave?
Oh, they were. I think the last question she asked was, just how awesome are you? Super awesome, yeah, or really super awesome?
More on the EVs. Ford is offering free in-home charging stations on the purchase of new EV pickups. I had no idea. Did you?
No, but that would be a very nice selling point.
Yeah. Gas stations absolutely want charging stations. Reading your text, they want store traffic. They don't make money on the gas. They make it on the pop, chips, etc. I have heard that's the main way gas stations do make their money, is on the products inside.
And now that we're all paying at the pump for the gas, they don't get a whole lot of foot traffic compared to what it used to be. So, yeah. I mean, it takes a little bit of time to charge up the car, so what else are you going to do, right? Get a pack of Funyuns.
Okay. Ugh, get out of here, Funyuns.
I'm not getting the Funyuns. Other people are getting the Funyuns.
Ugh. Get a frozen Snickers, probably right there, and it'll be just delightful. Speaking of that, an M&M cookie early in the day. Why don't we have more candies in cookies? Why is the peanut M&M dominated the cookie business?
Wait, you put the peanut M&M in the cookie? Normally it's the regular M&M.
You know where they put that in? Russia. No, peanut M&Ms. Yes. Why don't we have like Snickers or Kit Kat? Or why is it just the M&M that's dominated the cookie business of the candies?
Do you want to be the guy cutting up the Snickers? I mean, I'm sure you'd have to cut up a frozen Snickers, too. Then you'd be really disappointed because it wouldn't be frozen once it comes out of the... Or do you have to freeze the cookie then, too, to enjoy your Snickers cookie?
Oh, a chilled cookie is outstanding.
Oh, get out of here. What is the matter with you? Why do you want everything freezing?
I didn't say the cookie was in the freezer. I said chilled. J- Just the occasional chilled. Other foods good in the fridge. Let's go to the fridge since you're afraid of this. I mean, do you have nothing in your freezer at your house? Are you afraid? Do you say, Molly, don't get into the freezer. Get away. Get away.
This freezer is very full, as is the second freezer in the garage. But
oh, la-di-da.
Yeah, very big time. Very big time. But you know what we do with a lot of that food? We warm it up.
How about an apple in the fridge? Great.
It keeps them crisp. That is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. More text here. Oh, speaking of that, I had to go inside the other day, one of the gas stations. For some reason, my cart wasn't working outside. I tried two pumps, then I went in. It was no problem. How rare is that when you actually can't just, boom, right there, just put the card or whatever, your phone, anything you have.
What was the process like inside then? Hey, I want to prepay. So did you have to prepay on the card and say, I want to put $3 in?
Yeah, I had to guess.
I don't like the guessing game.
Yeah.
What happens if you overshoot the mark? Do they refund you?
Well, that's why I was too conservative with my number. Because it was about two-thirds.
Mm.
I felt like if I was playing a Price is Right game, I really would have failed poorly.
Yeah, I'd be very worried if I had to do that. If I said, I think it's going to be about $50 and it comes out to, you know, $48.12, do I just spray the rest on the ground?
No, you go fire it at other people. That's what you do.
I'm not going to let them take advantage of me. Someone's going to use this gas.
Hey, pull your car over here. And then how many gas stations are open 24/7? Like if you're out there, you're known as a boozer and you're carousing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you're a married man now, but back in your booty call days, and you're leaving the place, and it's, you know, I don't know, 12, 1230, 1 o'clock. How many gas stations would you say now, 24/7? What's your guess percentage was?
Inside the shop?
No, just as you can get gas.
I think now with the pay at the pump, I think 60% will still let you get gas overnight, won't they?
Really? So we have somebody working at more than half the gas stations full time?
Well, I hope. I think they'd shut it down inside, but hey, if you can pay at the pump and take care of it all yourself, why not make a sale?
So more often than not, they just, everything's shut down if you can make it work. Yeah, I mean, I hope so, right? To give people an option. I just don't know if, God knows, sadly, what can happen without any sort of supervision. Donuts in a Ziploc bag stay good for days if kept in refrigerator. How about that idea, Harrigan? Are you adamantly against that?
Well, if you take it out and warm it up, sure.
Peanut M&Ms are the only things that Russians put in their cookies. I'm so sick of pumping gas. Bring on the hydrogen, baby. Is it really it's a big-time burden, you know?
Well, it's about to be in this state because there is not many worse things than going to the gas station when it's 20 below in January knowing you got to stand out there. Oh, wait, they're going to ask me 8 prompts. That's what I need.
Yes. How about if you get the – who do we get? We get the Maria Menounos video.
Yes.
Hey, Maria, you're nice. You're pretty. I think you overcame cancer. I don't want to see you right now. I'm freezing. I left my hat and gloves. Can I just, and by the way, stop asking me January 17th if I want a car wash. I don't.
When the car wash is probably closed anyway because it's everything
I don't
frozen.
Want the car wash. I don't want 8 questions on the receipt. I just want gas to come flying out of this tube here and get in my car so I can keep going. Now, are you one, it takes longer, but are you one to click it in there? And then go back inside the car and warm up, or are you a purist? You stay out there.
No, stay out there. You got to stay out there. It's against the rules to go sit in the car, Chad. You build up static electricity, and that can make the whole thing explode. Everyone knows.
Yeah. About how many times a winter does that happen in Minnesota? 5,000, 10,000, 100,000? Do we have a lot of people that just blow up at the gas pump?
No, that's ridiculous. But I think it happens 8 times a week.
Okay. I must have missed that reporting.
Yes. Also, you can't use your phone because you never know when your phone is going to somehow ignite the gasoline. Watch out for that, too.
Go inside your car. Come on. Now, don't be such a dope that you leave your car running with the keys in it, you know? But warm up, man. There's no, am I soft? Am I losing my man card that I go inside the car and stay warm?
Yes, I think that's exactly right, Chad. Turn it in.
Where do you turn in the man card?
If they've got a kiosk, you look for it, you'll find it.
Kiosk. More text on the variety topics here. I fill up 3 times a week. Getting gas is worse than emptying the dishwasher. Okay, let's pause on that. What is the worst thing that you have to do on a regular basis? Accurate, inaccurate, and you can decide how inappropriate it might be, but we may not air it if it's too inappropriate. Dave, we still might be amused. We might be horrified.
Yes.
We might be shocked. Something you have to do on a fairly regular basis. What is the most annoying thing you have to do? Can I answer for you already, Dave? Should I go ahead and beat you to it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Working with me. I know that's coming.
I was going to say specifically coming up with a music theme every day.
Just 651. 651. 461-9226. I'm about to have another M&M cookie during the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I saw a few neighbors at home today. I was embarrassed. I mean, why aren't they in Puerto Vallarta right now, Dave? Yeah,
obviously, they didn't work hard enough in life.
The most annoying thing you have to do on a regular basis, cleaning the cat litter box. In the early days of my relationship with Kathleen, even, I think once we were married and moved in, we had cats. Ugh. Cleaning the cat litter box. It's disgusting. No,
you don't seem like a guy who would enjoy cats.
We both were very busy at the time, but we wanted a pet, and it just seemed like a dog was too much at the time. We also had a bad run with cats. We had one hit by a car. We had one died unexpectedly.
Goodness.
Wasn't good. No, we were not torturing the animals either.
It sounds like they wanted out, frankly.
Yeah. And this wasn't, go ahead. We didn't have Haitian neighbors who were coming over, okay? Buy a litter robot. Life changing. Is that legit? The litter robot? Oh, that would be magnificent. Things I hate doing on a regular basis. Listen to Cars for Kids spot a million times a week. Remember when all the stations kind of stepped up and didn't carry Cars for Kids for a while? What happened to that one, Dave?
We're beyond that. We're back on board, baby.
We're back. Hey, forgive. No, I don't know. Maybe just forget. You know, the most annoying thing I have to do on an almost regular basis is doing laundry. Does doing laundry annoy you? That among the chores at home, I'm not saying I'm aroused, but that doesn't annoy me.
It's okay. And to be honest, My wife does most of the laundry, so I can't complain.
Yeah. Is that how it works at your house? You just, you come home, you're a man, you just throw your stuff around and say, toots, cook, and clean?
Yes, 100%.
Seems
usually I don't even have to say it because she knows her role.
Yep. Clean up the bathroom floors, the dirt, the hairspray. Yeah, that's gross. Hauling the software salt downstairs. I need to do that right now. And I'll finish with this one. Making the bed with the 200 pillows my wife insists we have on the bed. That's so tremendous. That is, I mean, why do we need everything for the display? Isn't it ridiculous?
Yeah, and a display for whom? You.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you're living that Carter lifestyle that we can't talk about, I get it. Let's go to CBS, and then at some point next hour, Susie's going to step in with the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.